USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Justice Department does not want the affidavit supporting the search warrant of Mar-a-Lago to be made public. Several media organizations are seeking to unseal the document for public perusal, but the government says doing so would cause significant and irreparable damage to the ongoing criminal investigation. It was a week ago that former President Trump's Florida estate was searched for classified and/or top-secret documents. The actual warrant of the search was unsealed by a federal judge on Friday. An Iranian official has denied his country's involvement in the stabbing of renowned author Salman Rushdie. 33 years ago, Iran's supreme leader issued an edict demanding Rushdie's death. That decree still stands over the novel, The Satanic Verses, whose depiction of the Prophet Muhammad was seen as blasphemous by some Muslims. Rushdie was taken off a ventilator over the weekend and is on the road to recovery, according to his agent. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Two former police officers in Minneapolis told a judge, no deal. They were charged in George Floyd's 2020 killing. Tao Zhao and Alexander Kung were working with Thomas Lane and Derek Chauvin when Chauvin pinned Floyd's neck to the ground for more than 9 minutes. Had Tao and Kung accepted the plea deals, they would have received 3-year sentences. Now a trial will take place in October. A federal bankruptcy judge has cleared the way for a defamation lawsuit to proceed in Connecticut against radio host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Jones is being sued for defamation by calling the Sandy Hook school shooting in 2012 a hoax. The case is continuing against Jones as an individual. His lawyer sought to move the case to federal bankruptcy court, bringing jury selection to a halt earlier this month. Jones was ordered to pay more than $45 million to the parents of one of the children killed in the shooting. Wall Street closed on a positive note. The Dow added 151 points. The Nasdaq gained close to 81. The S&P was up close to 17. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Officials working the recovery of eastern Kentucky from devastating floods have announced a shift in their response strategy.
Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear is announcing the state is moving into the second of three phases known as a stabilization phase in his response to mass flooding in eastern Kentucky. Governor Beshear detailing how much money the state has received in donations following the flooding.
Our Team Eastern Kentucky Flood Relief Fund, now $3,709. Donations, a little over $6.2 million. Thus far, we've paid for 37 of the 39 funerals.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A once prominent neurologist convicted last month of sexually abusing patients killed himself at Rikers Monday. 68-year-old Dr. Ricardo Cruciani was found unresponsive in a shower area at the complex. His lawyer confirmed the death in a statement. Prosecutors say Cruciani groomed vulnerable patients by overprescribing painkillers, sometimes to treat serious injuries from car wrecks and other accidents. Six women testified that sexual abuse often occurred behind closed doors during appointments in 2013 at a Manhattan medical center where the doctor would expose himself and demand sex. The Dow closed in positive territory, as did the Nasdaq and the S&P 500. For news anytime, log on to our website, usaradio.com. You can also find updates wherever you get your podcast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.